Blog Talk Radio.
I was stupid, really stupid. Something told me deep inside, better not do it. What a dummy, such a dummy, to let the mess I shouldn't have did take you from me. Girl, if I could take it back, it'd be so back. I'd be such an angel. You'd think that me and Jesus was cool, like that, just like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should have done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it, and lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, I need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, doubting, dying, begging, crying, somebody need to pray for me. Dear God, if you're listening, thought I was something, really something. In the end, who knew I'd end up with nothing? I was fronting, truly fronting. Girl, I really can't be mad, I had it coming. Guess if I was half the man I know I am, I would be so good that even Oprah be jealous of you. It's like that, yeah, like that. Everything between us be good. Girl, I know what I should've done. Should've walked away the moment that I saw her coming. But I blew it, really blew it, and lost the only girl I love. Dear God, if you're listening now, need you to do a thing for me. You see my baby, she done up and walked out. I need you to bring her back to me. I know that I was wrong, I was guilty of sin. Probably not priority. But dear God, if you're listening now, I'm down here dying, begging, crying. Somebody ought to pray for me. I'm making you this promise right now. If you can do this one thing for me,
Rafia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Curator Reroom. You've got your Omega live here in my studio. I am your Empress. I am your Maliwa, and I am your advocate. I'm here to serve you. Whatever you like, I'm here to serve you. You are now in the Care to Read room in our new improved studio. We like to welcome our old friends and say Habari Ghani to our new friends. Once again, you're embarking upon this month's topic. Now, we have moved into a different school of thought, and you probably see on the screen where we're talking about Nature's Remedy. We're moved into a different topic, and we just haven't had a chance to make adjustments in changing that. And you did see where the other topic was talking about the victims of foreclosure. We're going to be talking about economics and about how we can best rearrange our finance and how to get out of debt, as well as talking about bankruptcies and talking a little bit about how important it is to rearrange our debt and to shift debt around. Now, I want to also talk a little bit about law and whether or not we as independent practitioners should be looking at representing ourselves, or should we go and find a lawyer? So we're going to be talking about those different things. If you'd like to lock that number in at 646-478-0270, I certainly would appreciate it, little G. Just keep that dial right there. Keep it right there and don't move it. I'll be right back with you in the atmosphere, so you don't want to move that dial, little G. Keep it right there. Keep it right there. And as we stay tuned for a commercial, we'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. To get personal, upfront and personal with you. Once again, you're in the Care to Read room, and you have your Omiyinka 7. I am your Empress, and I am your advisor. I am your Maliwa, your mother too, here to serve you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, why don't we prepare to go over to the throne of grace? And I want to infuse something very important to let you know. The reason why we tap into reaching your higher self is to remind you. And I want to remind you of this so that you know you're not praying to some fictitious person out in the atmosphere. You're praying to yourself. So as we go over to the talking cure room, I want you to turn inwardly, look at yourself in the mirror, and begin to say these things to yourself, because there is no force outside of yourself. That Godhead that you're looking for is on the inside, who has taken up residency within you. Now, all of these different denominations of religion, I don't want to confuse anyone because I don't embrace any of them right now. I'm salubrious diversity. I am embracing the culture of Europe, not necessarily the religion. So when I give a name of a god, he can just as soon be called Ptah, Hotep. He could be called Amun-Ra. He could be called Lily of the Valley. He could also be called Olorom. But what I want you to understand is that God lives within you. And when you pray, you turn inwardly. And prayer is nothing but a behavior modification. And I want you to start praying to yourself, to encourage yourself to do what it is you're about to do, and ask God, who lives and takes up residency within you, to help collaborate with you as you make the effort. And if you make two steps, he'll make two steps towards you. And you work together, cooperatively. There's no force on the outside. And all the religions were man-made. God didn't make any of these religions. And as a matter of fact, you create your God. And the God you create serves you. So when you're looking to find a religion, make your lifestyle a religion, not necessarily a church home. We do all these things on formality because other people need these things. But when we do things in right standing, we realize that religion was man-made, and we none of us need religion. We need to have a way of life. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a way of life. And the reason why I talk so much about economics is because we need to develop a way of life for ourselves. And having a way of life will give us a custom and tradition. We need more traditions and more rituals in our life. And when I pour the libation, it's to help you learn about the rituals, because rituals are what changes things in life. Not that we're praying to a God to do anything for us. We're just calling on our ancestors, who are the closest thing to God and who know the way to heaven. And heaven is within our being, ladies and gentlemen. So you begin to pray to yourself and ask the Godhead who resides on your head, which is Ori, to do what it is you want to do, and encourage the God within you. Now, the God within you has to show up when you're going through something. So let's position ourselves as we pour libation. I have a slight cold today and a little congested, so bear with me. As we position ourselves to pour libation, I pour libation to Oladulamare because I acknowledge the God that's within me and the higher force within me. I pour libations to my mother spirit, which is represented by Yamanja. She is a representation of the ocean. I pour libation to my father spirit, the man in white, which is the representation of Obatala. And ladies and gentlemen, we call on our ancestors to ask them to come and reconnect themselves back to us. I call on Robert Jenkins, Essaly Pope, I call on Clara Jenkins, I call on Ruby Bracken, Ruby Lilly, Eugene Lilly, Marvin Lilly, Tommy Harvey, Tommy Pete Harvey, I call on Michael Harvey, I call on these ancestors so they can reconnect themselves back to our family so that they can assist and aid us and they may give us clearance and guidance. And I say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, these are rituals. Nothing more than rituals, and you need to have rituals in your life, and you need to have customs and traditions in your life. And that's what this room is about, reconnecting you back to customs and tradition, not necessarily to appear to be higher and more mightier and more spiritual than anyone else, because prayer is just a behavior modification. Sometimes I get you to meditate, and that's a form of behavior modification. We are only trying to tap into our higher self and wake up the Godhead who's immersed within inside of us. So we're waking them up every day through going through this ritual. That's all this is about. Now, I want to say this. We need to come out of religion. We need to come out of so many ritualistic ways of religion, and we need to develop our customs and traditions and have a way of life. And once we have that, we can back out of all these falsehoods where God is created to be a schizophrenic. The only God that you're going to see is within inside of you. There is no God up in the atmosphere, and there's no God to come down to serve you. When God created this planet, he gave you dominion. He will not take dominion over this earth. He is a combustible fire. He is ratified, and he will combust you into flames if you even look upon him. So we are not able to look at the God that created this universe. Only God we will see is the God that rises up out of us, that he has deposited within us. So every day we have to get stronger, and more greater things and signs and wonders are supposed to follow after us, because we're supposed to be looking more and more like gods. So I say good evening to you gods. Good evening, gods. And especially you women, good evening to you. I told you yesterday, women, you are the gods, and you are the next in line to lead. And the energy that's coming from the feminine spirit is already here on the plane. And we are to be getting stronger and gaining more momentum and finding our proper places to lead. Now, are we going to need religion to do this? Are we going to have to turn to every denomination and every God source to do this? We should be already strong from within. And we do these rituals to make ourselves stronger so that once the family is complete, we can become stronger in what it is we believe. Now, in pulling away from all the traditions of religion and the traditions of our father, we then begin to really turn inwardly and ask the Godhead who resides in us to help us and aid us. Now, I want to say something. We've been talking about how to formalize our finances, how to work for ourselves and have our own business. And this topic is going to be talking about a little bit about how to reorganize our finances and how to live off of fixed incomes, and especially for the benefit of those people who really, really think that money is going to be important in the next paradigm shift. Money will take a different course, I believe, and we are going to have to define what it is that we put value in. And putting value in quality things will make you rich, not necessarily having extra dollars that will make you rich. Excuse me. Once again, we're back and up front and personal. How amazing, so amazing. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being here and being a part of this show. We are not in the segment of Nature's Remedy. We are talking about those victims who have transitioned and who are trying to reposition themselves into a better system. Because, as you know, we are going to be coming up on a new paradigm. We are going to have to be in position to understand. We are now going to define our own finances for ourselves. And we're going to define our own entrepreneurism for ourselves. So that means that we are going to work for ourselves. That means that we are going to be producers of our products, and we are going to manufacture our own products, have our own business. So how will you be able to do that, you say, Omi? First of all, ladies and gentlemen, there are organizations out there right now called the crowdfunding, which I may or may not have mentioned, who wants to fund small businesses to get them off the ground. And Obama is working very hard to get more businesses out there functioning than ever before. So to work for yourself and to be a corporation and institution would give you some benefits. It would give you some corporate lines of credit, an ability to purchase and have more purchasing power. As you know, corporations work more with plastic than they do with capital and cash. So most of your corporations go and get corporate credit, and they get more than one line of credit so that they're able to have a purchasing power of maybe $150,000 to $250,000, and they can purchase everything they need for their business to give them a working start. And that's what black people need in the black communities, is a working start, to start all over again and to clean their credit up and to be able to establish corporate credit so that they can work for themselves and be able to sustain a business that will maintain itself. So how do you propose that women can start cottage home businesses? How do you propose that women can go into business for themselves? There are many different types of business, but you must choose a business that you have a passion for. You must choose a business that you would work even if you weren't being paid, and a business that you enjoy doing. And once you choose that, you do it so well that no one else can do it as good as you can. And those businesses are the ones that tend to last long and that they do well. There are a number of different online businesses that women are choosing every day, and they're cottage home businesses where women have hobbies of knitting, sewing, and needlepointing and quilting. They take those businesses and turn them right into corporate businesses, and they do well. But we are going to have to look at things from a different perspective. We're going to have to look at it from a perspective of understanding that the majority of the women always hired themselves out, and they worked independent contracts, and they got paid on contract. So we have always been accustomed to working independent jobs. When we worked in those offices and worked in those homes of the slave master, we've always been hired out hands. So we know about the 1099. Now, if you don't know what a 1099 is, you might want to go look it up. When someone 1099s you, that means that they have reported the money that they have given you as an independent contractor, and you must claim that money. But you're not on that company's payroll, you're contracted. And there's nothing wrong with being a contracted person where you're being paid off a contract, because you know when that gig starts and you know when that gig ends. So, once again, you're an entrepreneur. You have to get established. You have to get your company's name registered. You have to also make sure that after you get your company's name registered, that you have a business plan. And a business plan must be structured and laid out specifically to the business you want to offer. And once you decide that you're going to work from home, that office space has to also be ran like a business, because you must keep receipts and deductions of receipts, and all of your write-offs in your home become a write-off from using your home as an office. So it's very important that you understand you can start your business from your home. You don't have to go out and lease a building. You can keep your expenses down by having your business in your home, if it's applicable. But it's very important to understand that during this segment, we're talking about how to overcome and not become a victim. Because so many of us are victimized by credit cards. So many of us are victimized by our credit report and our scores, and it holds us back. So we have to clean our credit up. We have to go back and reposition our bills, and we have to go back and have some of the bills taken off our credit so that they can be eliminated, and we have to know how to set up payment plans. So all that has has to happen when we're working with our personal credit as well as our business credit. We keep those two things separate. We don't commingle those together, because they're two separate entities, our home life from our business life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call in, we're talking in this room about repositioning ourselves, and we're talking about people who have become a victim of circumstances none other than their own. A lot of people have fallen prey to becoming a victim because of the job situation, because of the jobs going abroad, and because there's no employment here. But that doesn't mean you can't start a business. In the recession, there was a large amount of people coming out of the recession, starting their own business and stabilizing themselves. So now is the time to look at the government programs that are available and utilizing the services they have to help us get on our feet to start new businesses. Because there are no jobs here. Obama has told us that. They've left and gone abroad, so we must realize the benefit of working for ourselves. Now, if you haven't called in yet, that number is 646-478-0270. You can pick up that phone line right now, Lil G, and make that phone call. And do it right away. Don't wait. Make that phone call right away. Don't wait. We'd like to hear from you.
I'm mad at the way she loves. And I'm mad at the way she cares. I'm mad at the way she touched me. At the way that she combed my hair.
Once again, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And just to clarify things, the Lil G and some of the people that are new to this room who don't know what I'm talking about the Godhead. And we're the gods with the big head full of wisdom, and we're not the God that created the universe, but we're the little G. So I call you little G's because you're the Godhead, and you're full of wisdom. And you are going to be the only God that you ever know of, because God has placed his essence within you, his being within you, and you have been deposited a God, a personal God. Now, what do I mean by a personal God? That's right. You've been given a personal God so that they can go around with you and they could never leave you. So the Africans believe that your God is deposited within you. That's why I call you little G's. All right, just want to get that little clarification out of the way. Once again, what are we talking about in this role? We're talking about repositioning some of our debt and some of our finances so that we can establish ourselves as corporations and as institutions. And every man and woman should want to be incorporated and have their own corporation and their family business, because there's a benefit in hiring your children, and there's some tax write-offs for hiring your children to work for you. And nowadays, more so than ever before, Obama's going to be encouraging people to set up small businesses, because there are all kinds of fresh benefits and programs out there to assist you. Now with the crowdfunding, they are waiting in line to fund small businesses and to help you. And there are two types of funding, a reward funding and an equity funding. The reward funding is where you exchange a good and service for them funding you. And equity is where they buy stock into your company. Now, what kind of company do you have, and what are you selling? Are you selling commodities that you created on your own? Are you selling someone else's product that you are marketing? But there's many different ways of going into business, and there are many different starting points. There's also multi-level businesses where you can actually incorporate yourself in that multi-level business. There are franchises that you can buy into. But it's very important to understand that once you become an institution and a corporation, you have write-off benefits. And for 7 years, you can show a loss, and you can write off those losses. But if you cannot show a profit after 7 years, they begin to look at your business as a hobby and not as a serious business that you take serious. So I want you to really consider taking this situation serious when you start a business. Now, you're coming out of the slump. For all intents and purposes, ladies and gentlemen, we've been in a recession. Nobody wants to talk about it or claim it. But when people came out of the recession, things changed. Even with the porters who came out of the recession and they worked in the porting industry, they actually set up their unions. And unions became a big thing during this time when we came out of the slave, came out of the Cold Wars and out of World War II. Unions became a real big thing, and that's where most people sustained their jobs, with through unions, and they kept their jobs through unions. But we're coming out of the Depression now. We don't necessarily have the unions to lean back on. Unions have become weaker, and in some school districts, they're actually vanishing. So what are we looking towards, and how might we establish our businesses? Is everyone going to make a large amount of money online on these computer marketing-based businesses? And do everyone know how to use a computer to run a basic legitimate business? Some people think it's a farce, and some people think that it's difficult to make money through businesses online. And some people have never made any money online. However, you can be a marketing strategizer, and you might be on a lot of network marketing, but you might not be making money, and you might not even know how. But it's very good to go to the workshops and seminars and symposium and go to the webinar so you can learn about these things. You're going to have to be more learned than ever before and read every ebook that you can get your hands on, more and more about how you can best strategize and get yourself out of the victim mode. We no longer want to see you in a victim mode, because we can profit from this loss that we've had with this recession. We could turn things around, and we can make better and stronger businesses, especially with women coming into place. Women manage a little bit differently than men. Women have more of a strategic ability to multitask, and we're capable of handling a lot more on our plate than ever before. And because we are multitasking, we are able to run corporations and do it very well. Now, it's very important that we understand that you must have a good, strong team. And you must build up a good board, an executive board. And an executive board works hard to do fundraisers for your corporation. Your executive board is going to be the one to make donations to your corporation. They have a vested interest in you doing well. So you always want to form an executive board that's a working board. They have talent. You choose them because they have skills, something to offer. Then you have your regular board. Now, you say there's a lot of boards on me. You can't get people to come to one meeting. Come to three or four. I know. It's very hard to keep your board members together, but you must offer incentives to keep them there working for you. Another thing, once you establish your boards, you must record your board meetings. You must make sure that all of your board meetings are documented. And if you're receiving any grants, you must have a grant funder to work with you to document everything you're doing, because you have to meet due dates when you receive grants. Is it always good to accept grants, or should you go out and do your own fundraising and at least for a year avoid from taking grants until you have a better handle of what your budget is? First of all, you must make a budget for your family and your life and your home, and then make a budget for your company. And do not commingle the two together. Do not commingle the money together. Always keep it separate, because you have got to file taxes and you've got to be accountable for monies that you have borrowed and grant funding that you've gotten as well. So can you run a business out of your home? Can you do this? Or do you need to get a brick-mortar building where you go inside and spend money and go into debt? Some people have money that's saved up from their retirement that they can use to pay rent for their building. But those of you who don't, it's okay to start your building, your business from your home, because there's plenty of incentives for write-offs for having your business out of your home. And try buying your company's car in your company's name, whereas you use your corporate credit, so that the cars are a write-off in buying a fleet of cars or leasing a fleet of cars. Now, there are all kinds of incentives to having a corporation, a lot of incentives. And I mean, the line of credit is nothing, but the fact that you can roll over your credit in the corporate credit to the lesser interest credit and combine the two. And at the same time, this doesn't cost you anything when you first get these lines of credit in the corporate name, and that interest doesn't start accruing until you start using it. But you must remember the most important thing, the credit, you must pay it off. And you must beat the system by paying it off before the credit becomes due. Then you've used that money at no rate at all, and you have not incurred any expenses from using that money. But once you start using so much credit that you have interest that you're paying back, and you're paying back double the amount of money, then that is a disservice to you. And you must understand how your credit works on your credit report. When people make inquiries on your credit report, it brings your points down on your credit score. So too many inquiries can affect your credit, and you certainly want to go in and monitor your credit to see what's going on, to see who's making the inquiries and causing your scores to go down. Now, if it's for buying a house and it's the same type of company calling, you can get them to adjust that and take it off, because that is not you going in, having a company to inquire about the credit, and they can remove some of those points and give you your points back when it's in a situation of purchasing a home. Now, what we're trying to talk about in this room is primarily working for yourself and not becoming a victim, and being able to take control of your finances and take control of your life. And young people, more so than ever before, they need this service. They need an opportunity to know how to set up their records. And once you train them, when they initially start, how to set up their budget, how to set up their payment plan, then they can get out of debt. They can stay solvent. Then there's extra money to pay themselves to go out and have an extra treat, like to a movie. But most people tend to think that when you're working in your first job, you pay all the bills and you don't have any money left over for yourself. Now, that makes Jenny a dull boy, and eventually you end up splurging that way. So you should always find some money on the side to allow you to do some things, such as taking a movie, buy a home dinner and bring it home, and also go out on a town every once in a while. But when you're strictly in tight with this budget where you cannot move, then you may need to take some things out. Like eliminate cable. A large portion of us are taking cable out of our lives because it's too much TV. It keeps us down and we can't do anything but watch TV. So we've eliminated that big expense. Now, if you don't eliminate that, you will have to eventually go to the movies, go to the library and rent your tapes and bring them home. That's a savings. They're free. You pay taxes for using that library. Now use it and eliminate that cable bill. Now, most people don't know about Verizon. Verizon has an excellent service where they have a portable phone that you can carry with you, which is a mobile phone that gives you the effect of being a landline. And their service is pretty reasonable. With about $25 for that service, you got a limited landline. And it's always important to keep a landline phone so that people from out of town can access you. And if you're a real business, you must have an address and you must have a phone line. You can't keep giving out cell phones that you keep eliminating every month when you can't pay them and they're prepaid and you throw them away. To have a corporation or business, you must maintain an address and a phone number. So you're working from your home and you're selling products and you don't see yourself prospering, and you're doing a lot of multi-level business, and it's taking you so long to put people down in your downline, and you can't recruit enough people. I think the multi-level businesses are good when you are working with people in your family that want to be there. But to go out and have to beg people to be a part of a group and have to hold on to them and keep getting more people and more people, sometimes it doesn't sound like it's worth it. It's better to work in a company business that you and your family have put together and you know you're going to stay there and you work as a family and a team. But businesses are funny. They go up and down and the market changes. And you have to know your people that you're serving and be sensitive to the market and what their needs are. So you have to do surveys. You have to do research. And you have to test the market. And you have to also evaluate what it is that you're offering and keep up to date on making sure you're on the cutting edge of whatever it is you're offering. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've said a whole mouthful, and I'm a little fretful with the cold, so just bear with me. But what I want to say is you don't have to be a victim, and you don't have to wait for society to tell you, if you can't find a job, go out and start one on your own. I'm telling you this. This is coming from Omi, that every one of you who are out of work should be looking at starting your own business or buying into a franchise. I know it seems difficult and it seems very hard, and I know that you don't understand how it works. But if you're a poet and you write poetry, you can record your videos and your audios, and you can make a business out of that. You could take your studio and create a duplicating machine to duplicate your CDs and start selling them on Amazon. And if you have a talent for writing, you can put that in the form of an ebook. Don't go out there charging $5, $10, $15. You're going to have to reduce those fees. No one knows you. You're not popular yet. So you want to reduce your books down to about $2.99. I don't care that you sell 50 of them in 1 week. 50 of them is better than selling none, because you will soon see that the larger, the smaller the price, the greater the quantity that you can sell through ebook. But I want you to understand, publishing is one of the routes that you can look at for your spoken word on audio as well as on ebook. Now, we'll be talking about not becoming a victim and organizing your debt and developing yourself as a corporation from here on out. And we'll be getting upfront and close and comfortable with you, and we'll explain to you how easy it is to have a corporate business from your home and how easy it is for you to develop that plan. And when you develop that plan, come in the room and talk to us. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you are willing to take 2 to 3 minutes out of your day to lay out the plans for your business? Number one, you must have a business plan. Number two, you must register your business name and incorporate. Whether you become an LLC, a C-Corp, S-Corp, you must incorporate and become a real institution. Then you must set up your budget. And if you're becoming a non-for-profit, you must get a 501(c). Now, can you have a 501(c) and still be a corporation? You can have an arm on it, but I suggest you start out with one or the other. And I suggest you understand the reason why you get a 501c is so you can take donations. Otherwise, you cannot take donations without it. You must work up under somebody else that has a 501c if you're going to receive donations. Now, what are your obligations when you get the grant money? You have to be obligated to follow the grant procedure. If not, you could lose the grant and monies could be taken from you. Now, at the end of the year, do you pay all your taxes? You could pay them quarterly or you could pay them at the end of the year, but you must pay your taxes. And if you're a contractor and they 1099 you, you must report the money that you receive. And do not evade paying your taxes. And get a good accountant and a good lawyer to help you do this thing right. And we'll be back here tomorrow to get up front. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of the Care to Reach show. And this is your Omi Inka 7. I am your Moliwa. I am also your advocate. I'm here to serve you. I'll see you bright and early tomorrow at 10:30. Please be here to join us. See you then. Oh, double.